helped yesterday in doing some work around the building. It was deeply, deeply appreciated. I won't name the names. You know who you are. And I, just from the bottom of my heart, I truly appreciate the work that you've done. We've got one more work day before Our Ladies' Day, June the 9th. So I believe it's next Saturday, I think. So if you can help in that endeavor, it would be deeply appreciated. You know, tomorrow we're going to take time to remember those who served our nation and gave their lives in service to our nation to protect our freedoms. Tomorrow we'll start at dawn. The American flag will be flown at half staff until noon, which at that time it will be raised to full staff. For some folks, it is a day of being able to take off work, maybe go to the park, the golf course, the lake. For some, it is a day where they wish that they had their loved ones to spend the day with. But that's tomorrow. This is today. This is a day in which we have the opportunity to worship God and to remember that someone who also sacrificed his life in the war of sin. In Ephesians 5 and verse 2, Paul affirms here, Christ also loved you and gave himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. It is in this text that we see Jesus presented as our sacrifice. And that this morning, while we may have thoughts of loved ones that we know who are serving, those of our loved ones who may have passed on before us who have served our nation, and we may have been thinking about them this weekend, I'd like us to focus this morning a little bit on our Lord and Savior, our sacrifice. Now, there is a motive behind it all. I could sum it up in four words. Christ also loved you. The command in John 13, verse 34 to his disciples to love one another is based on the fact that Jesus loved them. And his love for us makes us, as Paul put it in Romans 8 and verse 37, more than conquerors. Jesus' love for us is made manifest in the fact that he overcame the world, John 16, verse 33, so that we could overcome the world, 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. Jesus' love motivated him to do that, which is Revelation 5 and verse 1 says, loosed us from our sins by his blood. The first four books of the New Testament, I guess you could say, is a love story. A story of the love that Christ has for mankind. Jesus' love is taught to little children through the song, Jesus Loves Me. I think in our song books, it's Psalm 553. And in that song at the top, you'll see two names. You'll see Anna Warner, who penned the words, and William Bradbury, who wrote the song. But Anna and her sister, Susan, they lived in New York City in the early 1800s. There was a depression in 1837 in which the family lost everything. They were forced to move into a ramshackle Revolutionary War era house on Constitution Island that is right across from the United States Military Academy in West Point. They're on the Hudson River. In order to have some income, Anna and her sister started writing poems and stories for publication. But one of their most successful joint projects was a novel titled Say and Seal. It was about a little boy that was dying. And in the book, his Sunday school teacher is comforting him by taking him in his arms, and he's rocking him back and forth, and he made up a little song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That novel, at that time, became a bestseller. And when writer William Bradbury read the words written by Anna, he composed the musical score that went with that song. We sing it to this day. It is a song that our children first learned to sing. Jesus' love is a motive that made Jesus our sacrifice. Christ gave himself up for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God. And this reference that we read earlier about this sacrifice to God references the cross by which he made that sacrifice on. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, it says that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. In Galatians 1 and verse 4, it says that he gave himself for our sins. This is what he stated as his mission in Matthew 20, verse 28. He was delivered up for our trespasses. He died for us. It was his love that motivated him to give himself up for us. See, those were the means. We understand what the phrase give up means. It means to surrender, to yield up, to entrust, and also to transmit. In Jesus' case, it was the idea that of delivering himself up to the custody of the Jews and the Romans, where he would thereby be judged, condemned, scourged, and crucified. We don't oftentimes think of it. Sometimes we just forget about it, even while we're in worship. That by the grace of God, he tasted death for every man. The cross allowed him once and for all to offer himself up. We remember that sacrifice and we partook of that sacrifice this morning. We do this on the first day of the week as commanded in Acts 20 and verse 7. And observing this meal together. It proclaims the Lord's death till he comes, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 26. We don't oftentimes look at it as an offering, but that's exactly what his sacrifice was. It is exactly what Ephesians 5:2 means, that which is offered to God. Now, Romans 15 and verse 16, sometimes it's used to denote an offering without blood, but here it refers to the sacrifice of Christ who shed his blood for us. His sacrifice was truly a sacrifice. The word thusian is usually used to mean a blood sacrifice. And here it is an idea of the atoning of sacrifice for sin. It was what the Jews had practiced for many, many centuries. Jesus died on the cross, even though it was us who deserved the death sentence. But he willingly took our place. You know, it's oftentimes when I'm watching some TV shows, I kind of like watching the off channels. Well, they have the commercials you don't typically see on the network channels about our wounded warriors and those who have sacrificed and things like this. I watched on the news last night of all the ceremonies that were taking place. And there'll be many more tomorrow. I reflected back oftentimes as a child growing up. This was always a great week for us. And I didn't always look at Memorial Day in that line. It was always the fire department carnival started Memorial Day. I was looking forward to the carnival, the rides and the French fries and the hamburgers. But every Memorial Day, they had a parade. And leading that parade were the men and women who served our country. As a teenager, things kind of get a little more to home in the fact that there were friends of my sister who died during the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. It had a much deeper meaning. I was fortunate I didn't have to put myself in that position at that time. And there are many in our service who do not have to put themselves in that position, but many of our men and women willingly sacrificed their lives so their friends could live. And we hold that in high honor. But oftentimes we don't reflect that Jesus sacrificed his life for the whole world, every man, woman, and child, to atone those who were faithful up until the death of Christ, and for those of us who came after, that sacrifice is made. Now, there's a meaning behind it all. The last part of Ephesians 5 and verse 2. Jesus' sacrifice was a sweet-smelling savor. In another way, the Bible is telling us that God is accepting that sacrifice. We read about those things a lot in the Scriptures. The sacrifices that Moses made, the sacrifices that Abraham made and Cain, those were sweet-smelling savors to God. Those sacrifices that were made in the heart and the mind of men who truly loved God, God considered those things a sweet-smelling savor. This sacrifice that Jesus made, that sweet-smelling savor, references the propitiatory, preparatory nature of the death of Christ. In Hebrews 2 and verse 17, the Hebrew writer said, "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God." This is the part I like in this verse. To make reconciliation for the sins of the people. God loved us so much that He put His Son in a position, and He foretold this in the very beginning of creation, to be that sacrifice for us. Romans 5 and verse 8 says that God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The meaning in the context is a recognition that Jesus, as our sacrifice, will regulate our lifestyle. The love of Christ manifested for us on Calvary should motivate us to manifest that love style in my life. Paul wrote in Ephesians 5 and verse 1, he said, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself us for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Do we desire to follow Colossians 3 and verse 14 to put on love, which is the bond of perfectness? When we do these things, it shows that we are God's elect. Yes, we're going to take time tomorrow. Many have taken time this weekend to pay honor and tribute to the fallen heroes of our nation. You know, typically I would ask our military members who have served to stand, but this isn't the day about you or me. This is a day about those who cannot stand, who will never, ever talk in this world to their loved ones. I wish that I could have a personal conversation with our Savior. I can talk with God through Him. It is basically a one-way conversation, but I know that God is listening. And He's listening because of that sacrifice, His Son. And because we chose to be here this morning to worship God, and it would not be possible without His Son. We would not be here this morning without Him and the sacrifice that He made. We would not be reconciled with God without that sacrifice. We would live out this life dead in our sins, except Christ stood in the way of that and paid the ultimate price for us. Let us appreciate that sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. And let us be motivated because of that sacrifice that we each and every day live for Him. In that way, we can honor the sacrifice that He made. Because, to be perfectly honest, I can't afford to pay Him for that sacrifice. There isn't enough money in this world, in all of the precious elements and jewels of the world, to pay for that sacrifice. What a Savior. What a veteran. What a sacrifice. If there is anyone here this morning who is not a child of God, do you really appreciate the sacrifice that Jesus made on your behalf? I hope you do. And I hope it you appreciate it so much that you want to become a child of God. To be buried and resurrected again through that watery grave of baptism. You must repent your sins. A sacrifice. You must change your lifestyle. You must confess Him before men and be baptized for the remission of sins. That's what the Bible speaks of. That's the way the Bible says we do it. Just as tomorrow morning the flag goes up at half staff and at noon it goes to full staff. That's how it's done. That's how God wants it done. If you are a child of God, and you haven't been living for Jesus, ask yourself a question, why not? For someone who has sacrificed it all, why won't you return that blessing? The one who sacrificed it all for you, and me. If there's anyone that has a need this morning, we want to give you that opportunity as together we stand and we sing.